Blog Talk Radio.
Supplication means humble prayer. Come before thee, deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak up thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts, and precepts are rules and commandments and those things that will give us salvation. I have longed for thy salvation. Salvation means deliverance from sin, or deliverance from the evil one, or the evil things that you do that are not according to our Heavenly Father's word. O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. I have read to you, sheep, from the book of Psalms found in the Old Testament. It's spelled S-P-A-L-M-S, verses 169 through 176. I pray that our Father in heaven will give understanding to the hearers of his word. Sheep, did you forget to pray this morning? I know, you're so smart. Okay, since you did not forget, just pray along with me. Take about a moment or a minute or two, and let's just thank our Heavenly Father or acknowledge him. Our Father in heaven, creator of everything in and on the earth, we, your sheep, humble ourselves. themselves to you in prayer, thanking you for your mercies, thanking you for deliverance from sin, from the evil one, and the things that are not written in your word. We thank you for restoration, restoring us in the knowledge of who we are as a people, not only as black and brown people, but those who are oppressed. And thank you for just restoring us as a people so that we all will know who we are as well as whose we are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Condolences go to our Vice President's family, President Biden, to your loss, or Vice President Biden, oh my goodness, to the loss of your son, and to all those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Let me introduce myself and forgive me for making that error, Vice President Biden. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible, Saturday, that tells you to keep holy and rest. We're not supposed to do any work today. You can read that for yourself, found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. You can also find that written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Those are the Ten Commandments. Sheep and longtime listeners, you know that Saturday is the Sabbath day, and the Sabbath day starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the King James Book of the Version of the Bible. And I want you sheep to follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 42. We're going to be reading the flight to Egypt forbidden. You know to have your three P's ready. Those are pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot something down that I will say. Of course, God has blessed us to have Blog Talk ready. Yo, you can go to the Feed My Sheep Show, and hopefully whatever program you decide to listen to will be audible. I have had problems in the past, and I just pray that Blog Talk engineers will have a solution for the audio issue soon, as well as for the number of people that listen into this program. So, are you ready? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 42, and I will start reading at verse 1. Then all the captains of the forces and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hosaniah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, beseech me to ask or pray thee our supplication and supplication means your humble prayer be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto Yah the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, and a remnant is a small group of people, for we are left, let's see, I lost my spot, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. Verse 3, that Yah the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto Yah the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing Yah the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. Declare means I will tell you. I will keep nothing back from you. Verse 5. Then they said unto Jeremiah, Yah the Lord be true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all the things for the which Yah the Lord thy God shall send unto us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Yah the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yah the Lord our God. Verse 7. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of Yah the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, Thus said Yah the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. Verse 10. If ye still abide, abide means to follow or obey or stay in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me. Uh-oh, this is important here. I didn't know our Heavenly Father repent. As I understand this, he's saying, for I repent, I regret me of the evil that I have done unto you. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Deliver us then quickly today. I'm at verse 11. Behold, be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him, said Yah the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. Amen and hallelujah. Verse 12, and I will show mercies unto you, that he may show mercy unto you, and cause you to return to your own land. Oh, thank you, Father. Verse 13, but if ye say no, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of Yah the Lord your God, saying no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there we will dwell. And now, therefore, hear the word of Yah the Lord, you remnant of Judah. And that's us black folk in the United States who were forparents, were slaves. If you don't believe me, read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68, as well, Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48. And then you ask those who say they are Jews if they were brought to a land on ships and made to serve people. They will tell you no if they tell you the truth. We black folks were. So this is why I know that we are the remnant of Judah. But he's talking about going over into Egypt. Let me finish. Let me just read verse 15 and then continue to read. And if I have a comment, I will make that comment. Verse 15. And now, therefore, hear ye the word of Yah the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts. And hosts means many armies. The God of Israel. If ye holy, holy means totally or entirely, set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there. Sojourn there means to settle there or stay there or live there. Verse 16, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and famine. Famine is lack of food, whereof ye were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. This is why going to Egypt is the forbidden land. Not only that, Egypt, to me, I read somewhere in the Bible where it means bondage, and no one should ever want to go into bondage. You should follow what our Heavenly Father tells us to do. And if you have a question about going there or doing this or that or whatever, then don't go. You know, if there's not a yes from our Heavenly Father, just do not go. I know sometimes we make decisions that we will regret. And if you ask God, our Heavenly Father, should I go there? Should I stay? And if he doesn't answer you, do not go. I can tell you that from experience. I wanted to go someplace. I asked the Heavenly Father, waited a while, but didn't wait long enough as far as I'm concerned, because I went, that was the biggest mistake in my life. And that's from experience. If you don't hear a word, you're fine where you are. Don't go there. Let's pick up reading in verse 17. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. You know, again, sojourn means to settle, travel, or live there, or stay there. And they shall die by the sword, by famine, and by the pestilence. Pestilence means diseases, all different kinds of diseases that I cannot even think of. They will be there for you. And none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. Verse 18, for thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury has poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you, and ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration. An execration, that means a disgrace or dishonor and an astonishment. You know how the oppressor walks around and talks about us? This is what When I say us, I'm talking about us black folk in America, the United States of America. I don't know how they treat the people, the dark brown or black people in other part of North America, meaning Canada. I'm hoping they will treat their black and brown people better than we're treated here in the United States of America. And you might wonder, why do I talk down on the United States of America? Well, that's because they have mistreated me. I have been so angry that I was going to send a letter to the newly Attorney General. I forget her name right now, but I was angry because of my retirement income has been decreased. And if you look in the Michigan Constitution, it's not supposed to be decreased. So, but then I remembered that the earth is Yah the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and I just stopped because I'm not supposed to do that. God, everything is in God's hand. So if that's what my Heavenly Father wants, He put those people in charge. And that's what they want to do. I don't like it, but it's been done. And I pray that they will overturn their decision about pension income, just like the Illinois High Court did. But they're making their own rules, so they're doing their, they make the rules and they break the rules. Let me read on and stay focused on what our Heavenly Father wants me to talk about. Let me start over reading in verse 18 of chapter 42. Here it says, "For thus says Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt." You know, let's not enter into Egypt, that means bondage. "And ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more." Verse 19, "Then Yah the Lord has said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day." Admonish means to warn you or advise you. Verse 20, "For ye dissembled." Dissembled mean to pretend, or you are a hypocrite in your hearts, when ye sent me unto Yah the Lord your God, saying, "Pray for us unto Yah the Lord our God, and according to unto all that Yah the Lord our God shall say, so declare it unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of Yah the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you." Verse 22, "Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword." The sword is by the knife. "By famine." Famine is lack of food. "And by pestilence." That's diseases. "And in the place whether you desire to go, and to to sojourn. Again, sojourn means a place that you travel to stay or live there or settle there. That concludes the reading of Isaiah chapter 42, the flight to the forbidden, to Egypt forbidden. So let's remember that if we seek the Lord and ask him whether we should go this way or that way, and we get no answer, then perhaps we should not go the way that we want to go. And for heaven's sake, let us never go into Egypt again, our Father. We don't want anyone to oppress us again. That, again, that reads, that ends the reading of Isaiah chapter 42. And the end of my program, almost, I will say a closing prayer. As a matter of fact, let me say a closing prayer now, and then if I have any announcement, and I do, I will say that after our prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day. It seems like it's going to be another one of your beautiful days. We thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. Say this prayer in Yahshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sheep, this is what I want you to do. I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eaty. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. And it's a good read. It tells you how to live and eat. Deuteronomy also tells you. Deuteronomy, as well as Leviticus chapter 11. I think it's Deuteronomy. I don't want to say, but I know it's in Deuteronomy someplace. Perhaps next Sabbath I will remember to tell you where in Deuteronomy, but it's in Leviticus chapter 11. Those things that we should not eat, as well as what we can eat. Listen, sheep, our Heavenly Father loves you. I love you too, but he loves you more than I. I'll speak with you next Sabbath, if it's God's will.
Walk on through temptation. Down.